This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. The Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House complex approved the draft bill. Sources told Akashvani News that the proposed legislation is expected to be introduced in the Parliament next week. Meanwhile, in a major bid to bring out serious examination reforms, the National Testing Agency has terminated 47 officials from service. According to sources, legal and criminal actions will also be taken against some of these officials. The NTA also issued advertisements for a set of senior professional appointments at the level of general manager and engagement of 16 young professionals through the Pratibha Setu portal of the Union Public Service Commission. NTA, in a statement, said that these measures is being implemented in line with the recommendations of the high-level committee of experts chaired by Professor K. Radhakrishnan. Union Ministers J.P. Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh met the CJP delegation in New Delhi. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Nadda said they gave a patient hearing to the demands of the CJP regarding reforms in the examination system. Mr. Nadda said that the CJP had put forth 3 main demands and also suggested some reforms to curb examination paper leak. Mr. Nadda added that the government will hold another round of discussion with the delegation today. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned till Monday following ruckus for the 5th consecutive day over the issues of NEET paper leak and student protest. Despite repeated assurance from the government side that it is ready to discuss issues related to NEET paper leak case, the opposition continued its protest, demanding the resignation of Union Education Minister. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the 3rd and 4th rail line of Ballari-Guntakal section in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh with a total cost of 1,264 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said it will improve connectivity between Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka.
Approval हुआ है गुंतकल से बिल्लारी थर्ड एंड फोर्थ लाइन.
Approval has been granted for the construction of the third and fourth railway lines between Guntakal and Ballari. Further ahead, the detailed project report for the third and fourth railway lines between Hospet and Hubli is already under preparation. This will create a complete economic corridor in North Karnataka, connecting both Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. The project is scheduled to be completed within 3 years.
और 3 साल का ये project का duration है.
He also informed about Cabinet's approval for Bharat Udyogik Vikas Yojana Rasayan or Bhavya Rasayan scheme for establishing 3 dedicated chemical parks in the country. President Draupadi Murmu was conferred the honorary title of Doctor Honoris Causa by the Bucharest University of Economic Studies in Romania in recognition of her distinguished public service, commitment to education and social inclusion, and contribution to strengthening India-Romania relations. Accepting the honor, the President dedicated the award to the 1.4 billion people of India and said it reflected the enduring friendship between the people of the two countries. All 28 Indian crew members aboard the Mozambique-flagged LPG tanker the Shah are safe following an attack on the vessel in Iranian territorial waters, the Embassy of India in Tehran confirmed. In an official statement, the embassy acknowledged the incident involving the LPG tanker Disha and stated it has been maintaining active contact with local officials to ensure the crew's well-being. And India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall in parts over Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Rajasthan today. Parts of northeast India, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic, West Bengal, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, South Interior Karnataka and Uttarakhand are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.